So amazingly enough, a couple of days ago, I got an email from an oncologist, Dr. Cliff Rosario from California, and he said, I can't remember, who was the guy who you had on your series talking about cancer of unknown primary? I want to go back and listen to that again. And then I sent him back an email, so I'm about to interview him again. So why do you want to know, and is there anything you want me to ask him? So he actually sent back a couple of questions, and I thought I'd throw them by you. Here's what he had to say. First of all, he wants to know, how often does the local pathologist not have the necessary diagnostic test available to give you the information you need to effectively treat these patients? And a sort of related question is, are outside commercial path vendors, CUP diagnostic panels, helpful? Do you use them? Are they paid for by health plans? Do they significantly improve your ability to improve your treatment strategies to make a clinical difference in the patient's outcomes? Mm-hmm. Do you have any examples? Any specific recommendations on commercially available CUP diagnostic panels? And kind of concludes by saying, is there an unmet need here? If so, are there any promising tests being developed to help that the practicing oncologist can expect in the future? So I'm not sure exactly where this is coming from, but I'm sure it's coming from him seeing patients.
Yeah, and I think those are good questions. You know, the first thing he mentioned, I think, is fairly a problem in the United States in terms of pathologists applying the right reagents, stains, if you will, to look at unknown primary cancer. Now, major community hospitals or universities usually do the right stains to look at various markers to give you a clue as to what the primary is. But I know from the large number of patients I see from around the country to come see me from unknown primary cancer, about half of them don't have even the basic stains done. For instance, they're called poorly differentiated adenocarcinoma, and they don't have a CK20 stain, which in the absence of a CK7 positivity, CK20 highly suggests colorectal cancer. And in fact, some data is coming out very soon that you can treat a patient, for instance, with liver metastasis who has CK20 positivity, usually their CK7 is negative, with FOLFOX and Avastin, and get right around the same range of median survival as a known colorectal cancer patient. So that's pretty exciting.